Good afternoon and welcome. Read the original submission, thanks very much for that. You don't need to read that out to us, but you're very welcome to speak to it and highlight key points for us.
Thanks very much. I'm the older generation of the previous speaker, and so I guess I just want to give an overview of my experiences in farming on the property, which has been farmed in the family for 130 years, and of course five generations farming, and hopefully six, and who knows. But so I'll just really, that's why I guess I find it so important to speak to an event such as this, to voice my opinions on how I feel that the proposed plan may have an effect on future generations. Obviously, I would much prefer to be at home fencing the 200 posts and the 20 strainers that Dean has just supplied for the farm to fence up a waterway. So then we can plant $3,000 worth of plants. So obviously, as a farmer, that's the sort of thing that I'd much rather be involved in. But however, more than happy to be here to put my opinions forward. You may find it difficult to follow those notes that you have in front of you. Did they get photocopied and sent to you? Very much a bullet point system, and you may find it hard to understand, so it may be more beneficial to listen to me rather than read what's written. Look, I want to talk briefly about the farm succession and the business that we have, and it gives me quite a bit of satisfaction and pride that in 5 days' time the property will be passed legally and financially on to Dean, the next generation. So when I look over the property that I've been farming for, I'll have to say how many years now, but the farm actually has got a native bush boundary on one side. It encompasses a valley floor with a major tributary, and then lovely north-facing ridges on the other side. So I look over the property and start thinking about what I've achieved during my tenure of farming, and I'm actually reasonably proud of what I've achieved. As you look down over the valley floor and the valley and the farm, a lot of fencing has been achieved, waterways have been fenced, trees have been planted, wetlands developed, and all of that has been done because I wanted to do that and not because I had to do that. And I think that that's a theme that will run right through the province. If you travel from Makarita to Tuatapere or from Fort Rose to Queenstown, take note of every fence that's been, every waterway that's been fenced, trees that have been planted, amenity plantings, shelter plantings, plantation plantings, and the care that's been taken of the farmlands is all indicative of farmers that have been wanting to improve their land without having the need to have been forced upon them. They want to do that, and they don't have to do that. So I think it's quite important to think about the psyche of farmers, especially in the Southland area. So I wonder what happened or how all this began, and the initiatives, the instigators of such a plan as we have in front of us, what they were actually foreseeing in the future. Were they actually foreseeing an impending environmental disaster? Were they not happy about what was being achieved during over the last few, three or four generations perhaps, on Southland farmland? I'll touch on what Dean had to say. I do congratulate him on being very proactive and quite an active member in the local environmental group in the Windham area, and inviting the Environment Southland staff to our property to highlight some of the issues that the plan would mean to our business. And the alarm bells did ring for me as well. The lack of knowledge, we had to illustrate, for example, what a 20% slope actually was in physical terms, the buffer zones that were required, the fencing that was required, and as Dean said, the various forms of cultivation that is experienced on farms. And it alarmed me that we were telling environmental staff about the rules that are going to control my business. And I found that quite frustrating. My business or Dean's business in the future will be controlled in some ways by people that don't totally understand the business or the implications of their plans. So I want to just refer back to Rule 20 A&E that in my mind needs clarification. I may have missed something, it may be quite simple, but I haven't picked it up. It appears to me then that farm activity of 20 hectares or less is a permitted activity as long as a farm management plan is completed. And further on from that, it will say that I gather that it encompasses 20 hectares to 100 hectares. So I gather from that that any farming activity above 100 hectares would become a non-permitted activity. So if that's the case, it's quite an alarming development, because I feel as though the farming activities of over 100 hectares are no longer in control of their business, and it becomes farming by consent.
I might just interject you. Have you had a chance to look at what's called the Section 42A Officer's Report?
No, I have not. No.
Okay, the staff are recommending that no longer apply.
Okay, thank
They're
you.
They're recommending the 100 hectare upper limit's gone. We haven't made any decisions on that, but that's what the officers are recommending to us in response to submissions.
So when was that announced or promoted?
April.
Sorry, you didn't pick that one up.
That's all right.
Oh, well.
Yeah, I just wanted to let you know before you...
Pleased I'm on the right track.
Yep.
So, we'll go into Rule 20E, subsection I, I think, requirement of the farm management plan in that regard then. I'm not sure how many farms there are in Southland. There seems to be conflicting numbers, anything from 2,000 to 3,000 farms. And from the information that I've anecdotal discussions that I've had with people that are more knowledgeable than I, would seem to think that that producing an effective farm management plan may cost in the vicinity of $5,000. So that means there's about $12.5 million being spent in this province to form a farm management plan. And I don't feel as though that would be an effective way to spend money. Obviously, $15 million or $12 to $15 million, whatever the sum, would be much better spent in developing the farmland to the way that the plan was envisaged. For example, fencing of waterways and plantings, especially when the plan has to be updated on a 12-monthly basis. And it's a daunting prospect having to produce a farm management plan. Approximately 46 different points of recording, plus a nutrient plan, which is a huge issue on its own. And I guess that I presume that this plan would be policed in one form or another to make sure that the people were adhering to the plan's rules and indicators. And I would consider it to be much more beneficial to make compulsory a farm management plan on people that have refused to become compliant, rather than make every farmer who is compliant as well to have a farm management plan. Huge savings in cost, huge savings in stress, and time that is spent. So I'm just wondering, in a brief form of summary, one of my main concerns is that, is this plan in its format the end of environmental planning in Southland, so we can sign the dotted line, agree where we're going, and carry on farming with some regulations, but carry on in an effective manner, in an efficient manner, the way we have. And so my concern is this just the beginning, or is this the end? And my biggest fear is this is just the beginning of consentable farming. So I just want you to consider, well, I consider quite important factors is that implementing plans such as this, the compliance issues and the financial toll that it has on family businesses, especially family businesses and family farming. Because I feel that with the extra financial burden, farm succession from one generation to the other will certainly become more difficult. And so I don't know where in the future, in that regard, farming is actually going to finish up, whether it's going to be more corporate farming, or whether we can retain that family farming operation, which is so important to this province. So I guess I really want to enforce the notion that we should never underestimate the psychological and the mental toll that the addition of these sorts of plans add to a farming business. Thank you.
Thank you. Shall we see if we have questions for you now? Lloyd, we'll start with you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. No, I think you made your points clear. I'm happy with what you've said. Thank you.
Yeah, I have. Thank you. In your primary evidence, Stephen, you said the vast majority of farmers are already adhering to good, sound industry and management practices. And I don't think you're going to disagree with that after what you've just said. So my question is this. How should those who are not practicing good environmental management be identified, and what should be done about them?
Well, that's, as I say, I presume there'll be some sort of policing or auditing of farms to make sure that these compliance issues are met. And that's what I was trying to point out, that perhaps those that aren't complying, there's a compulsion to have a management plan in place. So forget about the guys that are doing it properly and concentrate on the guys that aren't.
And can I pause you? The first question was, how are they identified, those that aren't?
I don't know. Is that not up to Environment South and the people that have implemented the plan to activate? Or do you expect farmers to ring up to say, look, my neighbour's just done a terrible job next door, you better come and have a look? How do you think the best way to handle that would be?
Well, we asked the question. We don't answer that.
I presume there'd be an audit process for Environment South.
Okay. Thank you.
No questions for me. Thank you.
Morris?
Yes, Stephen, where did the $5,000 per plan come from?
Just discussions with farm advisors that seem to think that there'd be a realistic amount to budget to implement a professionally made farm management plan.
Okay. Have you had experience with the beef or lamb farm environment plan?
No, I have not. But no doubt I will be.
Well, yeah, I think there'll be a lot less than that.
Okay.
I think there might be a lot less than that, but we've had no, that might be something worthwhile investigating.
Thank you.
Yes. And I've no further questions. Thank you very much for coming in this afternoon.